It's the end of summer, so what are you going to do with all those vacation pictures? Or the snaps you took by the pool or the grill? Techonomics host Jason Middleton dives into Google's massive data with a trends expert to see what we're snapping, where we're saving those images, and what's most popular state by state. Going beyond selfies with Google, that conversation starts now.
Hello, welcome back, and thanks for listening, as always. It's the end of summer. It's also highly likely you are one of the people who took one of the 1.2 billion photos that got uploaded every day to Google Photos or some other cloud storage system. More than 500 million people use Google Photos every month. Serious market share for Android users, right? Of those 1.2 billion photos I mentioned, what do you think the percentage of these are?
Let me take a selfie.
Well, beyond selfies, there are some new features for organizing your gaggle of photos, as well as a cool new image recognition software that helps take photos of physical images, like keepsakes in frames at your grandmother's house. Now you can snap those pics without glare or distortion. Okay, here we go.
Anil Sabharwal, Vice President of Product, Google.
Anil, you're obviously an expert. Are people using their cameras on their smartphones, or is that just kind of like, you know, just a feature that seems to be hanging around?
People are using their cameras on their smartphones like it's going out of style. We are actually on the Google Photos side. We're seeing over 1.2 billion photos uploaded every single day. It's not only that people are using their cameras, but people are taking photos now everywhere. I mean, this thing is in your pocket. It's available to you. And it's so easy to do, and why not? So, yeah, we're seeing an incredible number of photos and videos being captured worldwide.
That is an incredible amount. You're right. And I imagine, anecdotally speaking, during the summer, there might be a bit more activity because of people traveling, being outdoors, vacationing, and whatnot. Let's go right into some of that, because top destinations, what are some of the most popular travel destinations that you've seen with using your data, maybe some Google Maps data? You know, it's Google, so you have data.
That's right. We do have data, and we've been looking at a few things. On the Google Maps side, sort of at a national level, we've been looking at some popular destinations, and we've been seeing a lot of people visiting and taking photos at places like Times Square, at Yellowstone National Park, Niagara Falls, Mount Rushmore. And, of course, we're seeing similar things here in San Francisco, where people are visiting the MoMA Museum here in downtown San Francisco, the zoo, of course, and AT&T Park, especially as the Giants are playing and the season's on.
Yeah, well, we don't mention the Giants too much around this season. Where are you officing anyway? Are you in the city?
I'm actually just a little bit south. I'm in Mountain View.
Okay. All those photos have to take up all that data, right, and all that storage. How are people using their storage?
So one of the things that we're finding from people is that they take all these photos, as we talked about earlier, and then they run out of space. And so they're there looking to take that great moment on that camera, and they went to actually take the photo, and the phone says to them, "I'm sorry, you're out of space." And so what we've done with Google Photos is we've offered unlimited storage of all your photos and videos for free. And so that's just a great way to have peace of mind that all your photos are backed up, they're accessible everywhere. And then once that's done, we're able to free up the space on your actual phone so you can keep taking photos, keep having them safely backed up, and never get that message that tells you you're out of storage.
You know, you say 1.2 billion photos every day on average. That's a lot. I'm sure you review all of those individually yourself. So I'm thinking you got to have some photo tips, right? Anything coming through that you're seeing trends around?
Well, what we're seeing for sure is that we're seeing a lot of people capturing more on the video side, which I think is a great trend because there's so much great, compelling content that you can get from video in terms of getting the sound and getting more of the motion. So we're certainly seeing a lot more on that side. And I think what we're seeing is that people want to take photos of people. And I think that's how you remember these things. So when you're out on holiday and you're taking those great vacation shots, you know, make sure you have people in those photos because those are the ones that you're going to remember. We're all going to have beautiful photos of landmarks. But when you got your friends and your family in those photos, those are the ones you're going to want to go back to and look at later.
You know, also during this show, I have an expert on image recognition, and facial recognition came up during that conversation. Does Google Photos offer such a capability? And if so, can we dive into that and give me your opinion on it?
So what we do is what's called face grouping, which is an important distinction. So what we're doing is, as you upload photos to Google Photos, we're able to use our image recognition techniques to identify things that are in the photo, so things like objects, of course, locations, places, landmarks, and we're also able to identify faces. And then what we're able to do is, within your group of photos, try to match which faces are actually the same. So, for example, for me, I'll be able to upload my entire library of photos to Google Photos, and it'll say to me, okay, here's all the photos of your daughter Ava, here's all the photos of your daughter Lily, here's all the photos of you, here's all the photos of your wife Jess, and I'll be able to tap on that thumbnail, and I'll be able to see every photo that I have of that person all throughout my entire library. But that's face grouping. It's identifying the face, and then it's matching similarities across a lot of photos to help me identify all the photos of that person.
Very cool. That's a kind of a powerful, like, organizational tool, you know. To clarify, they do have to be uploaded into the cloud, right?
That's right. You upload all of them into the cloud, and then you get the benefit of this. And it's not only for the organization, which, of course, is really valuable, but then there's amazing things we can do with it. So, for example, just recently, we let our people using our product create Mother's Day and Father's Day movie montages. So you can say, oh, this is my mom or this is my dad, and, you know, give me a movie for the last year or 5 years, you know, to some cool music, and I can put that together and give it to them as a gift. Or you can create a photo book and actually print something of, you know, your kids growing up over the last 5 years. And so being able to identify the people in your life that matter, as well as the locations and the things, make it really easy for you to do a lot of things around reminiscing, creating really great artifacts, sharing with other people, and just really reliving and re-enjoying all those photos and videos.
Yeah, very cool capacity right there, and a great payoff too. You know, I was at a recent event, Anil, and I had to get a selfie, right, because I was there with somebody from the NBA, and he was very gracious because I said, look, you're that tall. If you just did the selfie from there, we could get, like, the whole room, and it kind of worked, but I felt bad about asking an NBA All-Star to do that for me. Do you have any other selfie tips that maybe we could walk away with?
You know, that's mine too. I'm 6'5", so my wife used to have a selfie stick, and now she tells me she doesn't need one. She just takes me with her everywhere, and my arms are long enough. So that's the big one, is just, you know, try to capture as much of it as you can, get that angle right, have a little fun with it, take a few of them, because you never know which one you're blinking in. But yeah, it's really more about capturing the moment and actually trying to capture the feeling of the thing. So when you're looking back at it again, you really feel like you're there.
I'm not going to let my grandmother hear this part of the interview, but she's turning 90 soon. But she texts me starting this summer. Do you have any tips on helping people go digital from analog?
Well, I think, you know, next time you're over at grandma's house, and I think this is really important because she's probably got amazing photos of generations past, and maybe they're up on the photo frames on the wall or they're in albums. You're going to want to get digital versions of those because you want to preserve those memories for generations to come. And over time, these print photos are going to fade. And so Google has a product called PhotoScan. And what that allows you to do is capture those moments. But unlike just using your camera on your phone where you're going to get glare and the image is going to be misrotated or, you know, the perspective's wrong, PhotoScan will eliminate all the glare on it. It'll perfectly crop it. It'll get the right perspective. And it'll really look like you actually took it directly out of the camera, and you'll be able to preserve those digital moments forever.
Also very cool. Anil, this has been a lot of fun. I hope you enjoy the rest of your summer, and I hope we can talk again.
Likewise. Thanks so much for the time.
That was Anil Sabharwal. He's the head of Google Photos. For more on Google's new photo software and storage options, check out the story that goes with this week's show. There are links inside it. It's at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Coming up after the break, we dig into the data dump that happened this week. Economically speaking, we had jobs numbers, we had GDP, and other stuff. We're going to need an expert, and we got one. That's coming up next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Please, come on back.